Blog Talk Radio.
Turn right there and bitch me like rock man, rock him. I said, do we lie? He lied a lot. I said, do we lie to Muhammad and Rasulullah? We only bear witness and we testify there's no God but Allah and that Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet, who Allah has chosen to be the last messenger to humanity. We're here on the Baptist way of thinking. We're running late, had trying to get the thing started up. Finally got it started up. After so much effort, may Allah continue to bless us. We're here tonight, again, trying to get an image out of the world that's keeping 90% of all the problems in the world going. And we know this image is very important to have a psychological effect on the human being, on this mental application, because the images it would scar him within, and within he will be destroyed. So, but he won't know it because it's a silent killer. It's problems that you don't know you into it until you have somebody who can diagnose your problem. So we're here tonight on the Bob Talk Radio Station. Holding it down. Sorry I've been late. They just left Greenbrier Mall for me out talking to people. And we got here plenty of time, but that's the show we come up. And now it's up. I don't know what's going on. So it works sometimes. Sometimes it don't work. And we know like most of the time it's not our fault. We do the same thing over and over again. Should get the same results. But anyway, if anybody got any thing they would like to say, please let me know. Anybody, all you got to do, raise your hand and come into this queue. This show is coming out of New York, coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad, Tim School, ma'am, brother, Amin Muhammad has this show sponsored by the school, STEM school that we hope to catch on and everybody realize we need a school and we need to put our children in our school because putting them in the other school is not working. So, yes, some of them get by. Some of them come out. but they all come out with a problem. They come all come out with behavior problems. They come out disrespecting their mother and father, always disrespecting their community. And most of our children go to school, and the only thing they want to do is play football and baseball. They don't want to be no doctors and lawyers. They don't want to be no presidents. They don't want to be no governors. All they want to do is play basketball, play the videos all night and all day, like a whole lot of these houses are doing now. And the man that works or don't work, he at home all day long playing the video game. And so this is a shame, but this is a psychological effect of racism, and this is a problem of their image. It gives you a psychological damage. It damages your mind, your intelligence, and pretty soon you'll be acting unnormal, and you don't know why, coming from that image. And that's why the world is in the shape. It's an image problem. One think they're better than the other, think they need to be catching up, being the best. They think they can't be the best unless they got some kind of money or certain kind of situation they're in, better situation. They got to be gangbangers and all this stuff. They think they're superior than that. The only superiority is one who obey God the best. That's the only superiority any human being have. Anything else is falsehood. It's a fake. It really don't exist. So we here tonight, anybody would like to share with the nice one, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to talk. Because whatever most of us say, it's important. We are here tonight because a lie has been told. A lie has been raised all over the world. And this is a problem of especially people of color, like African-American people. We know all people got colors. I don't know why it says affect people of color. All people got some kind of color. Brown, dark brown, light brown, pink, red. Everybody got those colors, because there are no white people that you can show me, because God didn't make man. Nowhere in scripture where God say he made some white people. He made some people that need guidance, and he said those people guidance. And some refused, and some took hold to the guidance, and they became better off. But those who reject the guidance, they fell into a Satan attitude that it's my thing, I do whatever I want to, and all the other stuff, bad stuff to come with it. But anyway, anybody got anything they would like to say, just raise the match one, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. Thank Allah for this Black Talk radio station. But we're going to say a prayer with real quick, and then I'm going to turn this over to Suja. Humalay Shaitan Radin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we delight in me. Rahman Rahim, Malik, and Omidin. Iyak and Abudiyak and Asya'in. Adin is Rahman Mustakin. Shuata Ladina Anto Lay Him. Gordon Maidu, be a lay him. Walidorin. We seek protection from Allah, the law and cherished state of all worlds. Allah is most gracious, Allah is most merciful, Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live, be alone, do his worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask Allah to continue to be showing us this great way. Amen. Let me turn this over to my brother. I know he's been waiting. Brother Suja Muhammad, Assalamu alaikum.
Yes.
Brother Suja. And it's up. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Akbar.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been here ever since 6 o'clock.
Yes,
and
sir.
I didn't know I was a guest, and you want me to hold my hand up. I thought I was one of the hosts.
No, you are the host, but Brother Amin just cut the mic on.
But you were asking the question, did anybody have anything to say?
Yeah, okay then. Well, you wanted to get this. Then you come on, raise your hand, and your mic will come on. You got it. Your host, you got it. Go ahead, Sue Jaw.
Okay, I'm kind of getting my phone. I pressed
okay.
on and mashed the wrong thing and start. But
here's
I'm on.
Now.
Now.
Okay, I'm
good. Allah, like Audra Blame and the phone, Rajim, with a last name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon the Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. And I bear witness that Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Moses, all those great men, Allah said that he don't make no differences between them. They are all one that brings the message or brought the message to mankind. He didn't just bring it to certain people, you know. It was open for mankind. He brought it to the world. The message that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is a message for the whole world. It's not the message just for Muslims, you know. And they can either accept the message or they can reject it, you know. And this is some of their argument, you know. We are not here trying to convert everybody to Islam, you know. That's three religions, you know, that had different books that's right here today in this present. You know, there's Judaism, there's Christianity, and there's Islam, you know. So Prophet Muhammad, he came And he claimed to clear up some of the things that was made confused. The Prophet Muhammad, he came and brought the truth. Jesus said that there was one coming after him, you know, and that he had to, it was a speeding it. It was necessary. It was urgent that he leave. Because if he had to hang around, if he had to stay, he was saying that Prophet Muhammad wouldn't have came. So he had to leave. You know, either he leave or Allah take him away. Christianity, it was made clear. It wasn't no secret. That Prophet Muhammad was going to be on the scene, that another messenger was coming on the scene. It wasn't no secret. Jesus said that he had to go. And Jesus said, I didn't come to, he said that I came to fulfill the law. I didn't come to change it, the law. You know, I didn't come to change the Ten Commandments. I came to fulfill the Ten Commandments. The first Ten Commandments is that in reference to the one God, you know, that we give everything to him. You see, that was the first commandment. God is one. There's nothing like him, you know, and we bear witness to that one God. You see, so Jesus said our Father who art in heaven. Thy kingdom come. That's talking about God's kingdom come. Thy will be done. You know? So we didn't come to try to take over. Ain't nothing to take over. Allah always is in command. We're not going to take it from Allah. We are just here to bring the truth from where they have lied, saying that God got a son. You know, telling the lie that there are three gods, telling the lie that Mary is the mother of God. We are here to clear all that up. And it's been cleared up, brothers and sisters. I know I'm hearing. That I know Akbar's hearing it, because he out there teaching. The Christians is getting away from that lie. They losing people out of the church. The people ain't gonna accept that same old lie that the Caucasian man is the son of God. And got his image up. And you ask them, is that Jesus? And they tell you, it's not Jesus. And you ask them, well, why do you have it up? Why ain't nobody protesting? Like that's all they do, protest. Why ain't nobody protesting or demanding that you take this lie out of the church? Because this lie is going to condemn us. It's going to condemn the church. If you don't take this lie out of the church. And they got an image of a human being. Of one in their nationality. You mean to tell me they don't understand that? They don't know what they're doing? That's not true, brothers and sisters. You and the people and the person that's trying to argue for that and trying to justify that, you know, they're going right along with what's happening. Allah got some fire for them too. Allah gonna put the fire on them. Allah is not begging or asking you to please tell the truth. You either tell the truth or you going with them. You bear witness to the truth or you going down. There's only one God, brothers and sisters. And Jesus is God's servant. Jesus worshiped God. Jesus taught that there is only one God. Jesus knew that they was trying to get the people to worship him. Jesus said, don't call me good. Only one is good, and that's God. They said that they killed Jesus. But the Quran, when it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, the Quran said they killed them not. That God protected his prophet, his messenger. And they brought that lie cold-blooded. They said that he was God's son. They didn't just say that they killed Jesus. They said they killed God's son. That sounds like a threat to me. You know, but if I went and killed somebody out of your family, that's one thing. But if I tell you I killed your son, then you're gonna have a different reaction. They killed God's son, brothers and sisters. Well, we seeing and we are here. We are living in the time that we're going to bear witness to that was a lie. And if you don't change, then you're going down with it, you know. But if you change, you're going to be able to see and know that God sent Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, as a mercy to mankind. As a mercy. The Prophet Muhammad is a mercy. Is giving the Christian an opportunity to see the truth if they was deceived, because they was deceived by the shaitan, by the devil. But God giving them an opportunity to change. They don't have to give up Christianity, but stand up against that lie in Christianity that is being taught. And you know they teaching it. You can't tell me that don't believe what I hear. Close your eyes to what you see. I'm not gonna do all that. You got to clean it out. Clean the church out. Get somebody in there on the roster teaching against that type of lie. That's a lie. That God had a son. And the son became God. That's the line of teaching that they're bringing to the world. That God had a son. Then later on, they come out and tell you that the Son is God, that Jesus is God. Now, if you try to twist that up and tell me I didn't hear that, then you're going right along with them, because you know that's what they're saying. You know that's the teaching in Christianity. Or they teach the lie that God is a spirit. God is not no spirit. God created spirit. In Islam, they say Allah Akbar. And Allah Akbar means God is greater. Greater than what? Anything that you imagine that God is, he's way greater than that. He's not no spirit. He is not no son. He is nothing in creation. You can destroy the whole creation and God will still exist. You can't kill God. You can't contain God. You can contain the spirit. I know you heard about the genie in the bottle. You can't contain God and let him come out whenever you want him to come out. Somebody control God. Nobody control God. This is the devil that's bringing that type of teaching out. Prophet Muhammad brought you the truth. And Jesus said, know you the truth, and the truth will do what? Set you free. But many of us don't want to be free, because we found out that freedom means responsibility. We want to be irresponsible. I never forget, I knew a brother told me that he had a job that he don't do nothing on it. I got a job. I don't do is punch the clock. I don't do nothing. You got to be responsible. You're going to be held responsible for your action. You got to be honorable. whatever you say that you are or that you did, you will be held responsible for it. That's how you're going to be judged. You're going to be judged according to your actions, according to your deeds, according to what you do. So we got to explain all that. But you already know that. But the reason we're explaining it is for people that might really be deceived and don't know that they are responsible for the action. Because that's what you're teaching. We got to bring the truth out while you bring the lie out. Jesus died for your sin. Jesus is the Son of God. Mary is the mother of God. We got to teach against that. We got to tell you the truth. Now, if you don't accept the truth, that's up to you. That's up to you if you don't accept the truth. But you heard the truth. And God going to ask you. And he's going to tell you that this serpent was out there and they brought you the truth. And you turn your back on the truth. So don't say you don't know the truth. You can say that we out here oppressing the peoples and are disrespecting the Christians let those peoples alone. Let them worship. Give them the freedom to worship the way they want to worship. You can say all that, but we know our responsibility is to bring out the truth to you. You can twist the lie up any kind of way that you want. We know our responsibility is to stand on the truth. La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. There is no God but Allah. La. No. No God but Allah. So we making it plain. So when God brings his chastisement against you, you're not gonna be able to say that I did what I was taught. I didn't know that. I thought that it was the truth. Brothers and sisters, we are not having no problem in bringing the truth. We don't have no fear. You know, we don't feel like we are not grateful. We don't feel like we disrespected the preacher or disrespecting God when we teach. We're bringing you the truth. And you know it's the truth because we are not asking for nothing for ourselves. Everything we teach, you're going to benefit from it. We're not teaching something that only we can benefit from it, or only my family, or only my, you know. So we got to realize, and we just want to let you know why are we here on the Blog Talk. why are we on the lifeline? And why are we outside teaching what we are teaching? Because we are taking away all the excuses from you. Oh, we got quite a few preachers. We got quite a few people that in the church is coming with the truth now. They're coming with the truth now. They're standing up with the truth. We got quite a few people. They're leaving the church. I'm not happy to hear that they're leaving the church. I'm happy to hear that they're leaving a lie. If the church was teaching the truth, that'll make me sad. The only reason I'll tell them to come to the masjid is to give them a place to come to after they leave that lie. The peoples of God always gonna have a place to come to, a place to go. The believer always gonna be able to see that way. God gonna show them the right way. It's the hypocrite and the liars. They are the ones gonna run into a brick wall, gonna fall into a pit of darkness. They're going to wish. They say that they was going to be down in hell and they're going to be asking for some water. Going to ask the believer, could you pray for me? So brothers and sisters, we're thankful to God. We're thankful to Allah. You know, that Allah given us this opportunity to speak the truth, to stand up with the truth. There's always somebody is not going to be afraid to speak the truth. Always. So we are one of the ones that is not afraid to tell the truth. And we're not going to double cross God. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace of Assalamu Alaikum. Turn it back over to Brother Akbar. Brother Akbar.
Yes, sir. You too?
Yes, sir. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Doing good, brother. I'm doing a lot. There's anybody else in the queue would like to say something at this time? Just match on it. Come on in the queue. We're here tonight to get rid of the problem. Looks like I have told a few. It don't take a lot of people to do anything. But this image got to go. They had a shooting downtown in Atlanta. I think they said about 10 people got shot or hurt. But anyway, this is going on all over the country. This madness. And it coming from that image of some way, somehow, that image is one of the problems that causes this madness. False religion is the worst form of oppression. And we've been had enough false religion here in America while we live here, ever since we've been here. And the truth came about, and they want to make the truth look like falsehood. They want to paint us as bad characters in this religion. So we don't have a NBC or ABC, but we have the grapevine. We have the community. Because if there was 20% of the people only following Prophet Muhammad, and 80% of the people were following bad leadership, following, they weren't following the imam, then we see where our problem is at. Our problem is looking for the 80% to come around and join in this struggle with schools, businesses, everything we need in recreation, college. Look at our people opening all these colleges during the time of oppression, being oppressed by the Caucasian people telling we couldn't do that. They came up with Florida A&M, Morehouse, Spelman, all these different colleges all throughout the country. And now in 2023, we still hadn't brought any extra colleges in. And we know most of the public schools is nothing but playgrounds, nothing but madhouses, because there's no discipline given to the children from the home. So they bring that no discipline to school. And it's hard to teach a child that don't want, have been raised to be. That's hard. So we can correct all this. We have the tools to know how. We have the book, the greatest book in the world, to help us correct all the problems that we have. And that image must leave, must go. And first we know we got to get it off the wall, and then we encourage the people to take it out of their minds and hearts. That's what it's doing the most damage. People still have that image in their mind and heart that whatever African-American is trying to do is never going to be no good because we are born evil. Now, whoever put that out, whatever Jews or Gentiles put that out, we had to correct, we had to straighten them lines out so we all can live with it. So we get rid of the image. Then we know we've opened the stove. I asked the people out there in the street, you say you Black Lives Matter, I got some washing powder that was made by African-American people. Now prove to me that Black Lives Matter. Buy this washing powder, and we think we sell enough washing powder, we can open all the businesses and start opening business in our community. Until we do that, we there's a people that's on the brink of destruction. We ain't got no foundation. Look how we march. When one Caucasian man killed one of us, we march all day and night. Oh, African-American, we kill each other all day long, and we are like, that's a normal day. That's a normal thing that happens. So this done messed us up, this image. And they done gave us the wrong image through our children, saying to us, throwing money up in there. The girls are naked, almost with 20% clothes on, and dancing and doing all kind of filthy acts. These are our daughters. These are our next generation. But they made, Satan have made this evil seem fast. So we have to correct this. And we can't be worried about the criticism coming from the criticizer, because the criticizer always, his job is to hold you back, make you feel that you are trying to be holy, holy. That's his job. Make you say, and then one language will slow you down, or you think you better than me. If I'm not drinking, smoking cigarettes and drinking, I'm not better than you, but I got a little more sense than you got. I got more courage not to use those things, more respect, more love for myself not to use them things, and them things have known for history to known for a long time to destroy you. So why would I want to destroy myself and then please you at the same time? No. Allah said, thou shalt not kill. And all that stuff and drugs and alcohol, bad ideas about women and all this stuff, staying out on, all that stuff will kill you quick. It's designed to kill you. So this Blog Talk Radio station is to make you come alive in your human life. Put your human life, have respect for your human life, because that is hard to find, to respect. You go into the grocery store and nobody saying, excuse me, running to you with the buggies. Nobody say, I beg your pardon. All of that has been, seemed like Satan had took that away by using Netflix and BET and all these other channel outlets. So we have to do something about that. So anybody else would like to say anything that matches? One, to come into your queue, and we will cut your mic on. We would love to hear from you. We are here tonight, six nights a week, talking about the removal of racial image, talking about how we can save our children, how to get our protect our women and protect our community. Everything that we need to be talking about that makes sense, that Allah wants us to talk about. That is what we're talking about. We are talking about the thing that makes sense, and we're trying to get rid of the thing that caused all the problems, because every problem has a root cause, and we want to go to the root and uproot that cause. And once we do that, we see a better outcome come from the home life, family life, community life, because the people are waiting on us. We have a preacher out today with us speaking, a preacher, Mr. White, and he sounds like Dr. King. But he realized, too, that we had to come together. We had to put our little difference down and come together for the greater good. We have to do that. Satan will make one think they're better than any other. Prophet Muhammad killed that. Prophet Muhammad said, well, you be a Muslim, Jew, or Christian. And he got this from Allah, only Allah speaking in the Quran. Allah said, whether you be Muslim, Jew, or Christian, the best one he created is one who obey him the best. Don't that make sense? And we all have an opportunity, no matter what religion we're in, because if religion is in the world, it would be no religion in this world if Allah didn't lie. You know that Christian used to be good people. They start feeding them to the lions and making them say that there's three gods. And now they got to let that go. In order not to be a pagan, they had to let that language go. That God, Father, Son, and Holy. That's a pagan religion when you get that. And God is not with pagan. There's no good outcome for a pagan giving God as a partner, or giving God some kind of image to refer to, that got to go. So anybody else got anything they'd like to say on this Block Talk radio station? Yeah, we need Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School all over. We need everything that this world used to people. We need basketball team, football team, soccer, and whatever that we can get our children the best in, being a doctor, and we need in our school how to be a mechanic, how to be a plumber, how to be an electrician, how to lay brick. We need all this, how to be a house, all this, how to be structures, mile high in the sky. We need all of that and give it to our children. They will improve them. But these people that we've been referring to, they not going to come in and change nothing. Everything we done, even the cornbread, the pancakes, the grits, everything that the Coca-Cola, and on, we can name many things, the air conditioning, the car, all these things that we create, they want to bury that idea. They want to bring back the rebel flag and all this stuff. People are going to continue to hate us as long as our people are praying to them. And that's what they're praying to. And they're not praying to Jesus. They're praying to that Caucasian image. As long as they're doing that, we're not going anywhere. Right. And when they say thank you, Jesus, they're really thanking the Caucasian man. They're not thanking God. So we have to make them aware that they have become pagan, and really there's no religion that God applies. So all praise is due to Allah. Anybody else would like to say anything? Anybody else like to share what you have to say? Well, I guess that, anybody else? Well, I guess that'll turn it back over to Suja. Nobody wants to say anything. Oh, we got somebody raise their hand. All praise to Suja Allah.
Yes, yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum, Brother Muhammad Sharif. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I've been, you know, there's a strategy that you use in the war. They use it in education, business, culture, politics, the strategy. It had to do with communications. Any people that was in the military or military training or academies, they know the phrase, your phrase strongest point of strategy is separation. Communication. It's to cut off the communications. Always to cut off the communication. You're on the battlefield, you can't communicate with the infantry. The general, he can't communicate with his lieutenants and under him, captains. Captain, they can't communicate with he that's under them. Non-commissioned officers, master sergeant, they can't communicate with the other sergeants or the airmen or the marines, whoever the else. Cut off the line of communication. That's the first line of defense. And that's what we've done, happened to us. They tried their best to do it during Nasir Islam, to cut off the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from his close, I mean his sincere ministers. And a few remained close to him, and they couldn't cut off that communication. I'm glad I'm able to do that for 40 years. And Imam Muhammad became the leader. Had to cut off communication with him. Remember when the Ramadan sessions first began? Only the Imam could come to the Ramadan sessions. But then the word got back to the imam. They wasn't telling the people probably less than 10% of what the imam was telling them. They were supposed to be bringing word back from the leader to the community, to the people. When the imam heard about it, he opened the doors for everybody. Man was wise enough. Allah guided him to break through that line of this communication with his people. And he made it clear when it got back to him that everybody can come to the Ramadan sessions. Then he told his father, like I said before, been saying it since the man passed. So you tell them that you are Imam W.D. Muhammad, talking to all of us. You, my sincere followers, believers, you tell them that you are Imam W.D. Muhammad. Tell them his honor, your honor. And that's why the Imam's voice is still strong. It's in the wise, the believers, the sincere. The imposters, and that's among us. They're on the losing end. But we still have to communicate. The man said, the wise are going to be studying my leadership for the next 1,000 years. And when Imam separated from those Imams, he resigned from them, and then the doors start opening, the wise. Doors start opening, and then went all the way to the Vatican, spoke to the planet from the Vatican. All we have to do is tell the people, go on your computer, go on your smartphone, and just put in Imam W.D. Muhammad speaks from the Vatican. No, I was in a cutting off when I'm talking too long. Anyway, I was in an appliance shop. A major appliance. And so anyway, the person that was helping me, the sales person, he knew my name, Muhammad, so he knew I'm a Muslim. So he mentioned something about Minister Farrakhan, you know. I said, yeah, you know Minister Farrakhan. Yes, sir. We all came to Temple Number 7 there in Harlem. Yes. I said, you heard his name, W.D. Muhammad? So the person said, yeah, I basically heard of him. I knew that Uncle Elijah Muhammad had passed, but I didn't keep up with you, you know. I said, when you get an opportunity, go on your smartphone and just put in Imam W. Muhammad speaks from the Vatican. He said, yeah, oh, yeah. I said, yeah. It's only a few minutes, you know, less than 20 minutes, I probably. So he said, yeah, I'll do that now. I said, no, don't do it now because, you know, supervisors and they got cameras and everything. They're watching you and your work and all. But he said, I'm going right now. And he took his smartphone, he went to the Sayatollah, and he saw the maze on his face. He saw Imam Muhammad speaking from the Vatican, the Pope in the presence of the Pope. And you know, when the Vatican, the Pope is speaking, nobody speaks from the Vatican. Every once in a while, maybe one in 1,000 years to speak. But he was quite amazed. You see, all those people that man was speaking to, big leaders, I mean people with power, with money, with connections, with followers, big people, listening to the Imam Muhammad speaking. And that broadcast, that's why I say he's speaking to the whole planet, because they got those big antennas up there in like Vatican in Europe. They got some big antennas, they'll reach all the way into Africa, Australia. And they can take it so far, and then they come in with another powerful antenna. They pick it up, they'll take it way down in the backwoods of Guinea, Australia, Aborigines, everybody could hear it and see it. That's why I say he spoke to the planet. And probably the people that's on those spacecrafts, you know, that planet they had out there for years. You know, we always hear they're taking another payload out to the platform out there in space. And most likely the astronauts and those that were out there circling the Earth, they probably got that telecast all the way in space. Like I say, they knew that the man was the best man to lead the world out of this terrible situation he was in. And that's the line of communication. Cut off their communications. And that's what's happening to us right now. They got these leaders, so-called leaders, in these high places. We never hear anything that they are saying. They were sincere. They invite us to come in to sit in on some of their meetings. But we don't hear nothing that they're speaking about, but they hear everything that we are saying on the Blog Talk Radio and the conference calls and everything. Listen in and they make their plans. So that's just another strategy in the military. Not just military, but everyone. They hear what listening. They listen to what's going on and they can interpret the best way you can do it. And they make their plans to block what you're saying. So why don't they invite us sit in on their meetings. It's invite to become a man. Mr. Sitting, not going to speak or nothing. Just going to sit in your meetings and see everything that we say. Cut off the lines of communication. That's how you can control the people.
You too, Brother Muhammad?
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, for now.
Okay. Beautiful, brother. Beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm going
away. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, then we have the young man in the queue. Brother Rakib Bashir. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Brother Bashir, I mean, Rakib.
Assalamu alaikum.
What do you got your name?
All praise to the Most High. All praise to the Most High. We glorify our Lord. We praise our Lord. We establish a relationship, a personal relationship, to identify that we are the servants of our Lord, the Most High. We make no partners and associates with our Lord, Rabbil Alameen, the Lord. He is the Lord of all worlds. We openly bear witness, and we secretly bear witness in our hearts that he is one. Three cannot be one, two cannot be one, but one is one. And we bear witness in all of his messengers and prophets. So he choose who he choose, when he want to choose, to give his word to. And we know the last and final word that our Lord, last commonly named known, Allah, meaning the God, to the world is Prophet Muhammad, servant and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find out, we find out through the catastrophes and the sickness of society, the cure for the whole entire world. If the world but knew and give some difference and change to direction of guidance, that Allah can guide his servants. He has the power and will. We understand that his power and will, that his servants do not even have that power. We know this by Christ. By Christ, what Christ said, that it was not my will. It wasn't me. It was the Almighty that I healed the blind. It was not my will, but it was the Lord, the Almighty will, that I healed the sick and I brought the dead back to life. So we know this because our personal experience as well, we know that even in life, it's miracles that we are here. And we know in life that it's the mercy of Allah. Allah is so extremely merciful. Before he wants to invoke his punishment, he is a just Lord of all worlds. He is especially merciful. He's so merciful that he just did not give us his mercy. He gave the mercy to us from one of his prophets, the last of his prophets, Prophet Muhammad, the seal, the nectar. He gave us this mercy from the prophet. Some, we know that our parents give us mercy. Our wives, our husbands, our friends, our associates, strangers, give us mercy. We know that this mercy, Allah's mercy, extends from the heaven all the way to the earth, all the way to the earth which we are on. And we know from previous scripture that he is not any imagery of his mercy from beneath the waters, above the sky, or on earth. But he give us mercy, and he also give us chance after chance after chance after chance. Allah says, never
despised, never be despised of his mercy. His mercy. We just came out of one of the beautifulest Ramadan fast. One of his mercies was forgiveness. Forgiveness. It's so spiritual, because in spirituality, you have to be connected to a higher source of power to be able to identify you are that servant of that higher power of the Almighty, of Allah. And it's so beautiful, because the first 10 days that he allowed us to have out of his mercy was mercy, right? Or was it forgiveness? I believe it was mercy. And the second 10 days of his mercy was forgiveness. This is not a mercy and forgiveness for that Ramadan. Neither is a mercy and forgiveness for half your life. But it's a mercy and forgiveness for all your life. For all your life. And it's a mercy and forgiveness and a savior from the hellfire. To be saved from hellfire. From hellfire. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And if we identify with being servants of our Lord, then we have to serve our Lord. And we cannot serve our Lord without serving humanity, helping humanity, helping ourselves first. Ourselves is most very, very important, because Allah says, save yourself and then your family. If you ain't right, you can't go help nobody. You can't offer your hand. You can have that good heart, that good nature. But if you're not right, you can't help nobody else. So our Lord wants us to be right. And the first right that we understand how to identify, we are servants. We're not gods. We're not patrons. We're not monarchs. We're not kings or queens. We're not itty-bitty little gods that we say that we're gods only with our gestures of our mouths. But we totally submit to our superiority, our maker, our creator, the one who fashioned us in our mother wombs, who allows us to have a perspective of thinking, even reflecting on the oneness of Allah. And he tells us, he said, the best remembrance is remembering him, remembering Rabbil Alameen, Lord of all worlds, and all systems of knowledge. But he gave us this mercy from guidance. From guidance. From guidance. What is his guidance? His guidance was the Torah. His guidance was the angel. His guidance was the gospel. And his guidance, last guidance, was the Quran. Quran. See, he can't give us guidance without giving us forgiveness. And he can't give us forgiveness without giving us his mercy. And he can't give us forgiveness and mercy without giving us salvation from the fire that he developed. He architect, he designed, he made for disobedience, for his servants, us as humans, and be able to identify ourselves as human beings, because we argue all day. Christian, Muslims, and Jews, we got so much to argue about. We're arguing all day about European, African-American, who came first to the world, who have more ownership. And we have so many things to say we don't like each other about. And he don't want us to identify like that. He want us to identify that we're a nation, our nation. We are America. We are Americans. We should be proud Americans, wherever you're from. If you're from the four corners of the globe, you know, you should be proud where you're from. He wants you to be proud because you didn't chose who you are. He didn't chose to be male or female. He chose you. He gave you your nose, your eyes, your ears. He gave you every breath of your life. He gave you your common sense. He gave you your inductive reasoning. He gave you your lies. He gave you your lies. He's worthy of all worship. But you should love yourself and care for yourself and help yourself till you become who you are. You are. We know in El Islam, and we know in the form of scriptures that we identify with the same language, that we all stray from the path of righteousness. We all stray. He says in his holy book that he will take all humans upon this, away from this earth. He will take every last single soul, all of us away. But he give us respite. He give us forgiveness. He give us purityness. And it's the purityness of his forgiveness and mercy that allows us to achieve the light of Allah, the newer, and success of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the success of the Almighty, Lord and Cherisher and Sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. He is the Lord of all worlds. He only wants us to come back to him. If you're a leader, you've been corrupted. You're an advisor to a leader, you're corrupted. The heart is not right. Your community is not moving. It stands still. You need growth. You're not. It's not too late to change the demeanor and the characteristics of the soul, of the body, of the language for the people. It's never too late. If you're a corrupted cop, it's never too late to change, to be positive, and to abide by good conduct. Whether you're a janitor, wherever you are, the president, Congress, politicians, it's never too late to change that heart, change the intentions. Because Satan had diluted our minds so that we will never see a moral life, a moral us, a moral society, where it's easy to feel comfortable in your own defecation. It's easy to feel comfortable in your unmorality, your unmoral life. And he'll give us a comfortability to acquire our own selves as a material growth is our success. That had never been our success, not for the righteous. Our success for our beginning of history from Adam, our success has been repentance. Once we identify that we are the servants of the Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord and Cherisher and Sustainer of all the world, once Allah give us his guidance, his forgiveness, his purityness, his mercy, once he give us that, we are ready to develop a community. But we have to have this single, we have to be single men or women individually. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. We have to do this individually. Then we can respond to others. Everyone in our community has to develop this interest. And it has to be an interest to be able to identify with betterness. That is success. Then you are ready to produce. Then you are ready to move forward and get out of this stipulation as at ease. And we're just staying still with no growth. That's harsh on a mother seeing a child have to be stuck on the same thing, on a family man had to be stuck on the same thing, on leadership had to be stuck on the same. That's hard. So you will have mental health. And mental health is something that everyone has. And Allah is the only one that can take it away and help to develop our mentality of character so that we not just help each other, but Allah made us to help the world. He made Muslims. Muslims. He had given us his name as Muslim, and he had perfected our religion, Al-Islam. We are the ones to change the world. You must believe. And if you don't believe, then have faith in Allah and let Allah allow you to believe. I come to you in peace and I leave with you in peace and the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Will you close us out too, y'all? Thank you. Thank you, Rakim. Brother Suja, will you Brother Suja. Brother Muhammad Kareem, will you close us out?
All right. It's Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
آمين. Thank you everybody for coming. I'll be back tomorrow. Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.